Blessed be God, beyond, with, and within, who journeys with us, whose justice and compassion endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, glorious in giving and restoring life, do not hide your face from your people overcome with loneliness and fear. Turn our weeping into dancing, our despair into joy, and raise us up with Christ, that we may rejoice in your presence forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Our reading this morning is from Psalm number 30. I will extol you, O God, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O my God, I cried to you for help and you have healed me. O God, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to God, O you faithful ones, and give thanks to God's holy name. For God's anger is but for a moment, but God's favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O God, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O God, I cried, and to God I made supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O God, and be gracious to me. O God, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O God, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Holy crap. Holy crap. For the first two decades of my life, I thought I grasped what this expression meant. But it was only one decade ago that I actually learned a more comprehensive understanding. Holy crap. It was the spring of 2004. I was serving the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Guyana. We had just completed the construction of a brand new outdoor bathroom facility. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in the coastal village of New Amsterdam. In other words, we built a church outhouse. And oh, I must say, I was proud of our church outhouse in a not-too-proud Lutheran kind of way. The congregation had existed for over 260 years and never had proper sanitation. So for the sake of public health, we built it. And it was good. A beautiful little outhouse located right next to the southeast corner of the church building. It took us a few weeks to construct, and in the end, it had three toilets, two sinks, two mirrors, and a urinal, and it inspired us at the end to recite Genesis and to say, "It is good." Our little Lutheran outhouse was good, but it was not finished as we had presumed. More specifically, it was not finished because about 1 week after the toilets were first flushed, one of the elders of the congregation approached me and said, "Pastor, when are we going to bless our new church addition?" I said, "What do you mean, bless the new church addition?" And she responded, "Well, we need to have a special worship service to bless the new outhouse." And I must admit, as someone in my young 20s, I responded a little bit flippantly, and I said, "Are you talking about the crapper? You want to bless the crapper?" "Of course, Pastor. It's part of our church. We have to have a special service and ask God to bless it." Now, I can assure you that the good people who designed the Master of Divinity curriculum at Luther Seminary did not prepare me for this moment. But nevertheless, after a bit of back and forth and a small bit of vocational reflection, I agreed to do it for the glory of God. And that next Sunday, After our regular worship service had ended, we gathered around this brand new little outhouse on the southeast side of the building. The president of the church council handed me a little occasional services booklet and asked me to read from the page titled Building Dedications. So I opened up the little book, stood right next to that brand new bathroom, and I started reading word for word like a good Luther Seminary student should. And I said, and I quote, "Brothers and sisters, we've come together to dedicate this building for the worship of Almighty God." Don't worry, it gets better. As I heard a few people snickering in the distance, I kept on keeping on with the dedication, and I said, "From this day forward, let this building be a gathering place for the people of God." It gets better. Of course, the laughter got louder, and like a good Midwestern Lutheran, I just continued with the service as if nothing was going on, hoping that I could kind of pray the awkwardness away. And I kept going, and I quote, "Let this building be a place for proclaiming the gospel, a place for bringing life out of death, a place for bringing hope to us in our community." And at this point, only a few people left had a straight face. And to close the service, I looked into my little occasional services book, put my hand on the side of the bathroom for some full liturgical effect, and I read, "In this place, O God, let our work praise you." It was a good day. And the council president who handed me the occasional services book had a very mischievous smirk on his face, and did so as if the joke had been on me all along. One of the greatest and most humbling moments I have ever been a part of, and from that day forward, I will think anew about holy crap. So what does it all mean? I suppose it means that laughter is good food for the soul. And I suppose it means that it brings to light a new theological conception worth exploring. And then I think back about those times 10 years ago, I'm recognizing that context does inform our content. And it was a difficult time for me. I had just decided to leave the country and committed to long-term service with ELCA Global Mission. I remember being lonely. I remember questioning whether or not this is where I was meant to be. And I remember thinking back to those lonely days, and I suppose that I could say that I felt like crap. And I wondered where God was in the midst of it all. But in a true moment of grace, I suppose, or else you could call it Lutheran liturgical peer pressure, put my hand on the side of that outhouse, and we laughed together as a community of faith. And we were reminded that God is with us, whether we like it or not. And I suppose that experience lifted me up. I suppose it loosened my chains, and I suppose it set me free. Because in that moment, I received grace, whether I liked it or not. And I suppose that we can relate to these words from Psalm 30. When our sorrow turns into dancing, when we're clothed with joy, and when we're set free to thank God for all that we've received. And as I think about where I was at in my life 10 years ago, almost to the day, I remember standing by that outhouse. I remember being a bit younger, a bit more homesick, and maybe a little bit more lost. And I remember the right ridiculous circumstance at the right ridiculous time. And however it was that that situation came to be, I suppose I could say I felt resurrected. And I hold on to that memory, knowing that we do not always need to take ourselves so seriously in order to take our service seriously. And allowing ourselves to laugh at ourselves in the company of others, we can experience just a small taste of life after death. So what I want to say in the midst of all this is that I believe that resurrection is real. And I think we experience slices of it each and every day. We're shown each and every day that life can come out of death. We're shown that no situation is hopeless, no relationship is irreconcilable, and although life tries to keep showing us otherwise, we're showing that the light of God found in Jesus allows us to be prisoners of hope, even when the world tries to chain us up with anger and in fear, even when life feels like crap. Even when others disappoint you, even when you disappoint others, God continues to insert God's self into the crap of our lives. God stirs us up, oftentimes in the most unexpected of circumstances. We receive the gift of grace. And in doing so, we're made new, and we're invited to participate in that renewal. Even when we think like things couldn't get any worse, even when we feel like night will ever end and the sun will never come up, even when it feels like the winter of our hearts and our minds will never turn to spring, we trust that God is there, beyond us, with us, and within us, creating, saving, and advocating, reconciling, transforming, and empowering. And so, to conclude, whatever it is you feel this day, whether you feel great or whether you feel not so great, may you leave with the promise that God is with you, whether you like it or not. God is always with you wherever you go, whether you like it or not. Today and always, may God bless you. Amen.
I'm going to propose that Brian's sermon ended with a blessing, and therefore we move right into our sending hymn. So if you will stand, we will sing Jesus Still Lead On, number 624.